All right.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Crypto Sparta podcast. We're here with Brian. We got special guest Timon, and let's just jump into the market. And it's a bit of an AVAX episode, I think. So we can highlight
Yeah.
maybe some of those ecosystem coins as well, besides the usual suspects. But Bitcoin's at what?
It's under 60. Like this week was a kind of a correction for all of crypto. And so Bitcoin dropped from, 66, last Monday, and now it's had a low of 55,000. Now it's at like 59,000. But Ethereum dipped as well, but it's recovered. It was like a small dip more so. So it was at 47, then dipped down to 4,000, and now it's at 4,300 about. And so
I've been waiting for the day for the flippening, like for Bitcoin dominance to go down. And slowly you chip
it's
away. It
happening.
doesn't,
It's
it's happening, not
slow.
all at once, but slowly happening. But meanwhile, you see AVAX pump into the top 10,
Yeah, it's funny
and it's
because
just on like a juggernaut train this
all
whole
the
week.
coins, dipped because every, following Bitcoin and Ethereum's lead. And then the only like strong bounce back is Avalanche, which, Daniel said last week, which is kind of an easy call, saying that AVAX over 100
Over
when it was
100.
at, 90.
Shout out 130. Shout out
So
130. What is it, 132 right now?
So it dipped back down to 100 or like 92, and then
133.88 at the moment. Yeah.
yeah, and it was at 144 this morning. So that we're at all-time highs. Yesterday was pumping as well.
I've
And
heard
that's
there's some bears out for blood, though. They're just like, this is too euphoric. Everybody on
I'm
AVAX is
very,
too
yeah, I
happy.
don't know. I gotta check my emotions. I'm pretty euphoric about this
It
whole
almost feels like a pull, take profit
AVAX
at some point. Like,
blockchain.
I've been meaning to get like a gold grill. You know, maybe I pull out like a
I'm
good
looking at Roley's right
500,000
now.
bucks just to have some fun, or like, just enjoy
10
some
grand,
AVAX
get
profit.
yourself a Roley. Get yourself a
Yeah, just.
Cartier. Get yourself
Yeah.
some. Christmas time's coming up.
Yeah.
Black Friday, spent get yourself like a PS5. Get that Gucci Xbox Series X.
Yeah.
Time to
Not
ball out.
the thing over here in Barcelona, though. Yeah, maybe I'll just buy some flight tickets and take some nice vacations.
Yeah, for sure.
But
But
that is my maybe a good reminder. We hardly ever say this. And also, I think that we have to actually say it every video in case it's misconstrued, but this is not financial advice.
oh
But
yeah.
actually, I mean, in general, maybe good advice. Like, take profits every once in a while and enjoy your life. Like, if you made a good chunk of money, like, take a little off the table,
Do
not
what
just to
makes
kick
you
it off,
happy,
but
right?
treat yourself. Treat
You're
yourself.
the yeah,
You
treat
like,
yourself.
you
Parks
want
and
some
Recs.
massages? Your
Yeah.
Brazilian barbecue is nice, you know, maybe a little Chilean wine.
Yeah,
Who
nice
knows?
sushi
Whatever.
dinner.
Yeah.
With some
Yeah.
sake, treat yourself.
Yeah.
That's what we're in the business for. We're trying to make money so we can, spend it.
But I was gonna say, so can we look at actually the AVAX coins, and then I'm curious as to in terms of on the 7 day, what performed the best? Because I put it more into AVAX, and then I moved my AVAX and I swapped some of it, and I put more into time. I got more Joe, staked the Joe, staked the time, kept a bit of AVAX for transactions. Now I'm wondering if just AVAX straight would have been a better play, or what do you think?
So
Or let's check it
seven-day
out.
AVAX has been 40%. So Joe right now, time you're probably not going to see
40%.
that
Not so
gain.
bad. Not so
Yeah,
bad, right? It's a good
yeah.
week.
Joe is at 80. So that's the 7 day for is 80%.
80% says double the returns.
And then time you're not going to get that much for the
No, it's
weekly.
about the rewards.
It's
Yeah.
about time is like up 20%, but you're compounding, you're gaining. Joe allows you to stake 20% too, so that's also an
So,
option.
Brian, Joe to 10 end of year or end of week or end of month.
I think end of this cycle is possible, right?
Everyone's like, yeah, Joe to 10, easy peasy. I mean, and
Because why not? Why not?
I
Because
rarely got
if
into
AVAX,
the DEX stuff. I rarely got into the DEX. I wasn't into
well,
Uniswap or Sushi. I didn't like it really. I thought it was kind of a bit like they were taking too much, and then the supposed rewards are. And then I staked on BNT, but that's been a dud.
I
Like,
don't even know much about, the tokenomics of Joe or whatnot compared to other exchanges, but just off
similar
of.
DEX exchange, you get a little bit of, I
But
think.
if you're bullish on AVAX, then you have to be bullish on Joe because the Joe is like, how you get access to all the other coins on AVAX. Like Joe is
So the
the
crazy
main
thing was,
exchange.
Brian, I bought the Pico top of AVAX a long time ago
Yeah,
because
E3X.
I randomly started following Pangolin Index. And there's another decentralized exchange called Pangolin. And I thought it was interesting, and it looked like an armadillo. And I ate armadillo in El Salvador. I got really sick, stuck in my brain. But it's like a, and I don't know, I guess their Twitter team did a good job, but this was like a super long time ago where AVAX wasn't even developed enough, where it was like, yeah, get some of our decentralized exchange on AVAX. And I was like, this is beyond me. Like, how do I even, a year ago, thinking of bridging and getting
Yeah,
pip, it was
Pangolin.
like a nightmare. Like, literally, like, I'm not gonna spend 10 hours to figure this out.
They have
And
like
now it's much easier.
7 million in volume. So I don't know.
Pangolin?
Yeah.
Dude, and like, if I had bought them like a year ago or something, like, what would that have been like? Or like
Let me
7 months
see.
ago, 9 months ago? I mean, it was just random stuff that I saw on Twitter, and I was like, whoa, like bullish on like a random other Ethereum chain with like a, and this is a little preview, and I didn't mention it to you in the little pre-discussion we had, but I
You
had
probably would
heard.
have broke even,
Yeah,
like
it was like way
September
overhyped.
top. Yeah,
Yeah.
so right now it's like
No, and then
close.
Trader Joe's squashes them. Trader Joe's has way
Yeah,
more volume than they
Trader
do.
Joe is the
Kind of the
main
premier
exchange.
decentralized exchange, yeah.
Yeah, on AVAX.
Yeah.
Hey guys, can you explain to me what staking means when it
Yeah,
comes to crypto? I don't know what it means, how it works.
it's like lending, I'd say. You put in your money that you bought and you let them use it basically. You add money to the pool to use, and in return for lending your stack, you are getting a return, so an APY. Similar to a bank, like you put it in a bank in a savings account. They use your money in the background anyways, and then you get
I
a
talked with
smaller
my
return.
friend, and then he has bought crypto, but didn't realize that if you don't plan to touch it, you can make it work for you.
Exactly. That's the benefit of crypto over like holding a stock. Like a stock, you just hold it. And then, yeah, you can get dividends or whatnot, returns every shareholders meeting or whatnot, and that's like a percentage of whatever you have. But for crypto, you can buy and then you don't have to hold it. You can stake it, and then you earn a greater return. So you can do more with your money. So you can invest a small amount, and then you'll get 20. Like for Joe exam for example, you buy like $1,000 in Joe, you stake that, you'll get 20% in Joe, over the next year. And then, if you want to do it even further, if you're a gambling man, you can leverage that staked what you staked and like take out a loan off of that stake. But that's a little too complicated
Yeah,
for the
you
normal
lose me with
viewer.
that one. Like I would have
Yeah.
to
So
look into it.
the thing about it is, you give people like a bank, and then banks, they take big fees. Imagine all the money that's spent on real estate for banks and employees and fees and different things. And then in crypto, it's just like a tiny group of engineers. And then all of the rewards that come from, imagine banks spend billions of dollars, Wells Fargo, in Europe, they have BBVA. These banks have like tons of money in terms of like expenses and liabilities, but instead you just have like five. Imagine it's just one developer that just can create a DeFi platform, and
Yeah.
all of the benefits are equally distributed among all of the holders.
Yeah.
And then if you give your liquidity to them, they trust you and they will use that as collateral, and they will give you very fair and favorable loans. And then you can take those loans and then lend it back to them again.
Yeah.
And then you can do this 5 to 10 times across different DeFi platforms.
And there's no credit check. There's no credit check, and it's all instantaneous. Like, if you want to get a loan from a bank, you have to fill out an application. You got to like wait, you know, how long for them to approve your application. With your situation, like trying to get verified on Coinbase with the banking stuff, like if you're on decentralized, it's connect your wallet, you can go. As long as you have money, you know, in your MetaMask, you know, to add as to use as collateral, you can, you know, take the equivalent back.
I was having this discussion the other day with another friend of mine, Vinny, and then what is an interesting idea for maybe someone like Timon, who's like new and learning, is the idea of two-sided liquidity pooling and providing. And then the interesting thing is what you decide is basically there's two assets on an exchange that you want to swap. And so the exchange needs a good pool of both assets. And then they take a fee from the people that want to swap from one side to the other side. And then if you provide liquidity of both, for instance, then you get rewards. They've come up with single-sided liquidity staking just to add more money into the pool of money that they can use to buy coins and change. But when you go to Uniswap and you want to swap Ethereum for something else, then you're going to pay a fee for that exchange. The Uniswap protocol needs enough Ethereum and the other coins. So it could be dollar coins or it could be an altcoin. But if you provide both to make sure that the system has enough liquidity to be able to exchange different coins, every time they take a fee, they redistribute it to the users. And so that's why if you give them some of your coins to sit on, every time they charge other people to swap between them, they'll give you some extra back.
Yeah. And don't ask me how they get the highest rewards. Like these APYs, some of them, I don't know how they get it, but I just know that it works.
Yeah, that's a funny thing though, right? Like if I talk to friends who also don't know a lot about it, and if you talk about these APYs that are current or some of these coins, it's so high sometimes that it sounds unbelievable.
They'll be like
it sounds
bullshit.
Like scam or like Ponzi scheme. Like how could this be real? Like
the funny thing is, like, this is what Bob had asked us, Brian, was like, is it real? And it's like, okay, I put money in, I've made money, and I've taken it out. Like, it's possible. You can put it through your bank and take it out in your bank. And people are
I
like,
I see the rewards like growing in my wallet.
I literally bought things with my sold my NFT. I have a diamond ring. Like, this is real.
So, but on the other side, it's not real until you cash out, right? It's just like, technically, I'm earning. You know, my time has, you know, 2x basically, but I haven't like 2x'd until I like actually take it out and like sell it. Like it's just 2x on paper. So it's not real until you cash out, but we see the rewards like go into your MetaMask. You check it every rebase. Like it's real to that certain degree. But
there was another Twitter account where it was like, every 8 hours that I have an alarm. If you know, you know. Like if you know, you know. And I'm like, I've been checking the rebases.
Yeah,
I don't know
the
if
riskier
we can even
ones.
Really. I don't even know if we can really dive into the idea of SDAG, or maybe we should start with Time and explaining it to Timon, because we've been doing that pun the whole week, but he's been having
time
issues
is
getting money into. The time is now, time. And
the time is now.
Dude, he missed out on a 40% pump of AVAX, and then time as well, the rebasing.
Time is of the essence.
It is, Timon.
But it's funny how this is just like, this thing was just created in September. And same with Sdog was probably like what?
I saw the time flippened the treasury value of Ohm because and AVAX Ohm is pumping so hard. Is the OG. Is
the OG. Like all these new SPA, Klima,
Ohm has Klima in it, and I'm almost like, Ohm, come on, like keep your standards up, really. Like time is just AVAX, time, and MIM, right?
Yeah, and
but like Ohm is like got a lot of random.
No, I don't think Klima's not in it. Klima has Ohm.
Are
in
you
it.
Sure?
Yeah.
Oh, Klima has Ohm in it. So well, then it gets to this weird thing where it's like almost like a contagion. Where you're like, oh, Klima's treasury like has to get liquidated. Like they're going to sell their Ohm. I don't know. I don't know if that's how it works. I mean, it's all very complicated. Maybe we could try to do it bit by bit for Timon to explain.
I'm surprised, guys, hearing you guys. It was started in September, so you can get a new crypto up and running in like 2 months. That's like doable.
No. They're doing forks like every day.
Yeah. It happens all the time.
You can copy everything.
Yeah. So everything is on GitHub, or like all the code is on GitHub, or like this community base of programmers, software developers. And so people use that code basically as the base and then, mess with it to, with the rewards and stuff. So
the way that I would say it is I've learned to look at it in a different, unique way now, where these are just levers and dials to toggle.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, Brian, you understand how these Ohm forks work, where basically what happens is you start out with a certain amount of token supply. You decide that all of the liquidity that comes in when people buy the tokens is then used to then buy other tokens. And then that's one of the toggles. So what is your reserve currency going to be backed by? Yeah. Ohm has like, what, 10 different things now?
It has five. It has...
How did you find it? Because I was trying to show it to Vinny the other day.
So it's the dashboard. So
it's got DAI. No, I checked the dashboard. It was hard to find them.
Let me share my screen.
I know it's got DAI, right?
So you see it now?
No. No.
So now you see it.
Yeah.
So here has the treasury.
Oh, and then you can see the... Dude, I was looking here the other day, but I didn't see this.
So right now it has DAI, FRAX, ETH,
what's FRAX?
And LUSD. LUSD is some kind of liquidity stablecoin.
Yeah, what's FRAX?
FRAX is similar to that.
It'll be good to do these videos now and then have people see things and then they can see how many dirty tabs you have.
It's a kind of FRAX. I'm one of those guys with the tabs.
No, me too, but you're putting it a bit extreme. Yeah, you got the snow dog up as well. A couple coin gecko tabs. I can get an Olympus, some Excels.
Yep. So these are just different kind of liquidity stable coins.
But do time now.
So time is only backed. So for all the Ohm forks, you can't see the actual. But you can tell.
It was at 3 billion. It
you can
3
tell
billion
based
market
off
cap.
The bonds, the type of bonds that you can sell. So
So
they have MIM, they have some wrapped AVAX, and they have time basically, or time.
But AVAX. Having it backed by AVAX and having AVAX pump is glorious.
Yeah,
it's
so
really juicy.
You see this market cap now, treasury balance. So I guess Ohm came back.
Yeah, they rebalanced. I mean, there was a pullback on AVAX because it was a bit euphoric. It was a bit, but it's healthy pullbacks. Honestly, you don't want to just see it just go. That was what I did. I bought it just going straight through the roof. Like, you're just like, yeah, keep going, bro. You're like, this is unsustainable.
But both of these are top 100 coins. I think DAI just flipped Aave now. So Aave's, or Olympus is a top 50 coin. And Aave's 55. Aave is kind of like taking a back seat this cycle. And then so MIM is climbing up there too. And then you have
I heard of Kadena Zcash pumped.
That times was like at 84.
Times at 84. Compound.
Yeah.
Yeah. SafeMoon. Jeez, yeah. I'm looking at some of these and this is goofy. I need to look at the top 100 more often and just be like,
yeah, it's
there's
goofy.
A lot of trash in here, huh?
Even the top 20, you see a lot of trash. Like, you know.
Oh, AVAX. Shiva. It's AVAX and Doge. Doge. Like, AVAX just needs to kick Doge out.
Cardano slipping. Like, it's
good.
I think Cardano's going to be out of the top 10 by the end of this cycle.
Dude, what do you know about DOT and Cosmos?
I just know DOT for the parachains, like the auctions.
Yep.
And so they just have, they just had their first auction like
so crazy
2 weeks ago.
Tether at number four.
Yeah, dude. I use Tether. That's like the stablecoin I use the most because of KuCoin. So I'm not even mad about Tether really. People with all the lawsuits and that kind of stuff. I mean, I use Tether a lot. I'll probably, when I sell my ETH coins, I'll probably move to Tether.
Dude, so I'm looking at those, and we were also talking about Crow. And Aubrey was talking about Crow.
This, yeah.
Dude, what are the tokenomics? Because, like, I didn't know about it. And I thought
it's just an exchange token. It's
I know. I thought it was CROW.
No, it's
and I was just like, yeah, Crow.
After our last.
I mean, the news. Podcast, yeah, the news pop. Yeah.
They got this huge. They got this huge naming rights deal for the Staples Center, which is where the Lakers, Clippers
dude,
play
Osh
in
Network
LA
as well. Yeah.
So instead of the Staples Center, they're going to be the crypto.com, center. And so they paid a 20-year naming rights deal and, $700 million is what they paid for 20 years.
Good.
But,
I'm gonna
you
hit
know,
him up. I'm gonna be like, give me 10 million for crypto memes.
Yeah.
Hey, come on. Come on.
Crypto.com is branding so hard, man. Like all the things I love to watch.
UFC, it's on UFC, from, yeah. UFC
yeah,
for sure.
I'm constantly seeing crypto.com everywhere, man. Even in the city here.
It's all of the three main the big name exchanges, Coinbase, FTX, and crypto.com. They're fighting for naming rights because they just want to. Their mindset is that, you know,
they need the marketing space.
No money. There's no budget for money, or as far as money, they just want to put their name out there, no matter the cost.
No, and now it's like a cutthroat. Like they need to it's going to be a bidding war for each of them because they're going to try to undercut. One of them is going to be. It's like winner take all type stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's like they're fighting for the crown right now.
Yeah.
And so crypto.com is, you know, 30 days is a nice 3x, honestly. And it was just recently listed on Coinbase. That's why Aubrey was talking about it, because it just got listed on Coinbase. And if you and he bought like right before the Staples naming rights. And so he's doing some good profit right now.
Yeah, it's at the point where some of your bags
look at this year yearly.
Your bags will double in like a week or two, and you're just like, chill 2x.
But like right now,
okay,
it's not.
Everybody
like,
thinks they're a genius. Might be time to pull out.
It's kind of weird because not everything right now is pumping. Like, you know, like
only certain things.
Yeah, only
and
certain
then that's why
things.
You're like, oh, I'm a giga brain. Like, nah.
Yeah. And they have this dumbass commercial with Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Yeah.
How do you like them apples?
Yeah. Wake it, my boys. Wake it smart.
He's wicked smart.
He's wicked smart. That's like my favorite line off of that movie is like when he gets that girl's number and then he's like,
yep.
How do you like them apples? I got their number. I got her number.
Yeah,
and they're talking about like, you know, can you tell me about the social post 1800 colonialism? It's like
oh man, well, I just got some late book fees and I just schooled you.
Yeah.
What kind of a douchebag has a ponytail?
Yeah, exactly. Right. But yeah, so there's definitely that three-headed monster for exchanges. I actually haven't really done much perusing on crypto.com, honestly.
So my dad had done some research. And off of the user experience and off of doing this stuff in the US, he was very surprised to learn that Binance was bigger than Gemini, because he thought about the Winkle losses. Yeah, Gemini has like no liquidity.
They have no coins, Binance, too.
But like Binance US is not real Binance. Binance in reality is like super shiesty and very large.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to say a question to you, Brian, because I saw someone ask this and I was like, makes sense. So Ethereum has obviously pumped and been king of the actual real fucking crypto. Fuck Bitcoin, personally, whatever. Like not personal, it's just personal, whatever, my position. But then AVAX pumps, and I've seen hints that now the fees are rising because of the value of the coin, and the network is going to slow down.
Yeah,
and someone had said, okay, Phantom next, question mark? Like, when Phantom pump?
Yeah, when's
and
the next
then
one?
The other thing is, I was, and it was like a preview of my show, because it's hard to remember. I catch it from random people. These random things where I'm like, this might be good, because how the fuck did you hear about it? Like, people not into crypto giving me, like, when they ask me about a certain coin, sometimes I'm like, someone's doing a good job marketing. Like, yeah. I don't believe in this necessarily, but I saw Myar exchange on Elrond. And then I just recently checked Elrond pump EGLD, like 25% today. And I was like, these DEX plays.
Well, it's a top 26 coin.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, so are all these other side chains going to pump until they hit their critical level where the fees get unsustainable because their coin is worth a lot? And I'm like getting nervous where I'm like, okay, I made money off ETH, Solana, AVAX. Like, is one of them going to be king, and is one of them going to solve it? And like, should I just pull from all these different ones? And then I started dabbling from doing the on-chain to doing the DEX. And then I'm just like, this is also kind of dicey. Like, okay, Joe has been killing it, and it's smarter to have had been in Joe than AVAX, and they're both pumping. And then with Elrond, Myar, I think, is pumping harder than Elrond. Oh, and VeChain, I've seen VeChain as well.
Yeah, well, VeChain, I've heard that too, but it's funny how the first three top
and Tezos was trending.
They're in
Tezos was trending. And now you just start getting weird out where you're just like, there's going to be so many chains. And I feel like a lot of the pumping is going to be off of like marketing spend. This is some of the stuff that I had seen with like the NFT project that I've been working on, where the developers recently told me, they were just like, yo, dude, like the NFT development and also like some of the background efforts and stuff and the expenses are going to be like a fraction of what you need to spend in market and make your money back to be able to sell out a full project. And like,
yeah,
it seems to me like now, yeah, marketing is going to get very dicey. You
Everyone
see how much
wants
money.
Their piece of the pie and your.
Well, and it's just smart. Crypto.com. I didn't know it was Crow. I always thought it had a W. I didn't know why they did CRO. They pump XYZ millions, but then they're coin pumps, and then they can just dump and be like, sweet, we're up. Like, you just have to make a splash. And the giga brain stuff is where the right and the left brain of the parabola meet, where you know as a smart person what the dumb money is going to ape into.
Yeah. It's like the meme, predicting the meme market, right?
Yeah. And then everybody in the middle is just like, I don't know, crypto's pumped a lot. And then like the left end is just like I don't want to discourage and disparage. Maybe they're not as intelligent in crypto, but these people that are just like, yo, dude, what do you think of this random coin? I don't even know how to buy it. And I'm like, Dude, that's like trash, and I haven't even heard of that shit. But like, where did you get this news? Like, you
Yeah.
probably buy. Like, on the flip side, you know, they say if your barber is talking about having Dogecoin, you should sell.
Yeah.
But if your barber is asking how to buy Dogecoin, you should probably buy.
Don't buy Dogecoin.
Yeah, no, but I'll flex where I had the Spanish haircut. And then the guy did tell me he was investing in crypto. And it was a Spanish dude. And yo, it was the strangest coins I'd never ever heard of. And then he was just like, yeah, I put it in, but I didn't hold long enough. And then it pumped. And I'm like, you realize who you're kind of counter trading against, where you find the people who are like, I put my money in to a meme coin for like 10 days. And I lost a lot of money and got out. And it's like,
And then that disparages them from ever investing again, because they're like, I touched it and my I lost money. I tried it. I'm not gonna try it again.
on the flip side, though, it's like you need conviction and patience and like a real thesis
Yeah.
instead of just being like, oh, I heard about something. And like, literally, there are some people who've just been
No,
like,
yeah.
dude, I saw something on Twitter. I heard SafeMoon is going to the moon.
Unless you have like
And I'm
really
like,
good karma or like you're super lucky, like it's really hard to like copy
you have to be
trade.
Scrooge McDuck where you're really deep into the shitcoin game where you know exactly when. Like, he's like, yeah, I got
Yeah.
in like pre-route. Like, he hears about the shitcoins way before most people do. And like,
Honestly, it's not a bad to just throw some, if he tweets something out and you just put a little
oh,
something in there.
let's look up S Dog then. I think it's time to look up Snow Dog.
Okay, Snow Dog. There's two S dogs out there. I was very confused initially. So
Small Dog and Snow Dog. And like, dude, it's gonna be so confusing.
it's a blue dog.
Yeah. And it's on
It's
the AVAX
2000, yeah.
network.
So it's
And
2000 right now.
can you look up on the actual what the
Okay.
APY is now? Yep,
So what is that's millions, right? 904
904 million percent
million.
staking. And so if you want to read through this, like, and try to explain it to Timon, I'm gonna like purposely and also just wanting to take a restroom break, but
This
try
is
to
my
explain
first
what
time
this
reading
visual
this.
actually makes sense. It's so confusing because they're doing the mechanics behind Ohm
So day eight,
of,
they're supposed to buy back. What the
yeah, giant
hell?
buyback.
When's day one? Day one was the 17th. So
Yep.
right now it's November 21st. So we're on close to day five. No more S dog can be minted. S dog not yet redeemed. Staking remains unchanged, so I can't buy. Let's say if I go
You can buy
on,
it off the market, but what happens
oh,
is
they don't mint anymore.
if you mint S Dog, they take the minting fees and then they're putting that into the treasury.
So their treasury is pretty good, honestly.
Right?
Solid
And they're gonna
coins.
do a giant buyback.
AVAX, Joe, S Dog, Mim, some ETH and Spell, which
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Spell. We've talked about this on the pod. So what? So you're
Brian,
saying I should throw some money in this?
Brian, they're gonna take their entire treasury that they build up over a few days.
Okay, let's see this.
They're gonna liquidate it and then buy back all the coins and burn them to make the supply much smaller based off of the
Okay.
amount of treasury they have. And then it'll be backed by nothing, but there'll be way less S Dog.
Assets from the treasury except S Dog, Mem liquidity pool are swapped first MIM stablecoin. At a random time of day eight, all the MIM is spent to auction a massive buyback of S Dog from the S Dog and liquidity pool. S Dog bot will be burnt.
S Dog
Stake
bot will be burnt.
staking rewards will be paused. You will always be able to unstake your S Dog. All the contract ownership will be renounced. S Dog will be have a fixed supply and will become the meme currency of AVAX.
Dude, isn't that last thing the most baller? It almost gives me like not chills, but just like a stupid smile where they're like,
I kind of
we have
want to
created a
throw
very
some money
sophisticated
in.
treasury. I
No, is
threw
it
some money in a
no.
while. I've been stacking my S dog. I get 900 million APY.
It's a very sophisticated meme coin launch.
Yeah.
Very sophisticated meme coin launch. So basically after day 8, I mean, that's kind of smart, like where it's like you gotta can't have
the time in while I go use the little boy. So explain it to Timon like he's like 5 years old.
So at the end of the day, this is basically a meme coin. So it's like Doge or, you know, Shiba Inu. So they're just basically between this day 1 to 8, they're creating this treasury similar to Ohm or time. And so you're gaining these rewards, but these rewards, instead of, you know, from time, we had this runway of, you know, 414 days. You know, they don't...
And what is the runway? What does that mean?
Runway is like how long they project this APY to last. And so, like, all these Ohm forks are not sustainable, like, long-term. It's more like the sign of the... the time of... you know, of the current market, just kind of like, you know, where the market's at in this point of time. And so like this 94,000 APY is only projected to last, or is only sustainable for our 414 days. So the difference between this and S-Dog is that, you know, they're not planning to make it sustainable as far as the rewards. Like, they know who they are, like, right off the bat. Like, they know their meme coin. And so, but it's weird because, like, their treasury is really, like, solid, you know, to back the S-Dog. But I kind of like how it's, like, they know who they are. They're not trying to sugarcoat it. And we're just going to...
And Brian, how is that runway calculated? Is that about rate of adoption somehow, or how do they do that?
It's more of just like the APY of the liquidity. As far as like the formula, it's similar to like the APY, where it's like, I don't know how it's really calculated, but I trust it. As far as, I'm sure it's something in the code. It's in the code. That's my answer to almost anything. It's in the code, but
it's in the matrix somewhere.
Yeah, it's in the matrix. But yeah, so that's and what they project.
AVAX and the normal AVAX.
So wrapped AVAX is just like let's say you're wrapping a present, or like you're packaging a present or packaging mail to send to Minnesota, to Barcelona. I'm gonna wrap. Let's say I want to, you know, right, give you a present. I'm going to put it in a packaging box, wrap it, and send it to you. Wrapping in the, you know, blockchain sense is the same thing as like you're compacting it, so it's easy to transport it between blockchains, bridging between blockchains, or like sending it. So it's more like putting it, compacting it into a form that it's easily sendable, not so bulky. I would say
I would say that it also, it's basically locking it. So the idea is like Bitcoin, you can transfer on the Bitcoin network, Bitcoin to Bitcoin, but imagine that on Ethereum network you want to stake some Bitcoin as collateral for a loan, for instance. Then what you do is you wrap the Bitcoin, which locks it into that thing, because then it's on the Ethereum network. To unwrap the Bitcoin, to get the Bitcoin out and then move it on a different network, you're wrapping it and locking it. So say I'm trying to get a loan on Aave. I have 10 Bitcoin and I want to take out one Bitcoin worth of fucking loans. So you wrap all your Bitcoin and the bank knows, because you give it to them and wrap Bitcoin on the Ethereum network. They hold it and they know that like it's not going to disappear. It's wrapped up on the other network and like it's stored. Mm-hmm. And then to be able to take it out, you have to move it away and unwrap it again.
So does this have to do with hardware dependencies, or is this completely a software thing?
It's a blockchain, more of like depend. It's not anything to do with. It's just like transactability.
There's like WBTC and there's WETH, yeah. And it's like if you have to lock something in place to be assured.
Yeah.
Imagine I give you a guarantee of like a house or like a loan or like a bill or whatever. Then you wrap it to lock it into like a certain thing. And this is also the idea of staking, where it's just like you have to have certain measures technologically to park things. So if I want to take a loan off of Bitcoin, which is very easy to do, you still have to lock your Bitcoin. You have to give it to them, or you have to wrap it and then give them the wrapped Ethereum or whatever, Bitcoin or whatever it is.
Almost like putting something in escrow, I guess.
Or yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so back to the S-Dog. Do you think it's too late to get in, Daniel? You only got a few days left.
What they're saying is
3 days left. Like,
they're saying that the buyback, I was trying to do the math with Finny and it didn't make sense. I just couldn't figure out what the math really was. Because they're saying, I sent you that Telegram, right?
Yeah, where did, like, you get that?
Just some random person on Twitter. Like, I don't know if I trust it. Like, could be bullshit.
Someone made their own thing.
But Brian was really on the point where he was like, you can look at what the treasury is, and it's like it's backed by really good stuff.
Yeah, it's like weird.
And then
like,
instead of being like Ohm or Time, where they keep that treasury to back the currency,
they don't plan on doing shit with it.
They're gonna liquidate their treasury yeah. to buy back and burn the coins and decrease the supply.
It's kind of an elaborate fireworks.
Yeah, it's a really elaborate meme coin.
Or what's that thing called where it's like you have like a maze that does a task? Where it's like you do like an elaborate like domino effect where it's like you have this pebble, you put it down a chute and it like knocks
Rube Goldberg.
Yeah, Rube Goldberg thing.
Like, and at the end of all this, yeah. You have a meme coin.
We burn it all and we buy it back. Yeah, at the end of all of this, we have a meme.
All coin. The contract's ownership will be renounced. S-Dog will have a fixed supply and will become the meme currency. Of it. And I'm just like, AVAX is pumping. How many other AVAX? And it's like, how many Time millionaires? Dude, I saw somebody got into Time earlier. They're so rich. They're making half the Time every day.
Well,
4,000 passes.
Somebody
casually.
Link Adam tweeted that he had a friend that put in 100,000 at the beginning, and he's getting 6.5 Time or Memo from every rebase.
Oh, 3 times a day?
3 times a day, he's getting 60,000.
I forgot that it was 3 times a day, so he's getting
60,000 a per, so on 180, he's 3xing every day.
Yeah it's
isn't that crazy?
And all this stuff rewards you just for being earliest. I put $200 into S-Dog and I was trying to do the math.
What is it now? How much?
Like, I bought it at like 3k and it's down to 2, but I think that I have like more in rewards. Like,
yeah, what's
I think
the I have units? Like,
I don't know. I've got to double check. I didn't bring my laptop here. I have my laptop at my place. So, but the S-Dog, like, I'm just like, this is dumb. And the APY has teeter-tottered and there was some selling. It went down to 1.5 and then it bounced back up. More people were buying.
Dude, I think this might be like the Shiba Inu of Avalanche, though. Like, you think?
I don't. So I guess the AVAX and the treasury is not stable in terms of what the value is. So I was trying to calculate what the buyback would be, and I was doing it completely incorrectly. Because I thought it was all stable coins, but it's like
math's a random hard, dude.
No wrap AVAX. Like, if everything pumps and then they just buy back a shit ton and people decide to just hold it, like, the token value should shoot through the roof. If they buy back like an incredible amount of the supply.
I don't know. I'm like, after reading this, I never really read read this, and I was just
the market cap
on Twitter.
The market cap is 142 million.
Yeah, let's see this.
And then if the treasury is like another 100 million or more, they just like burn like half the supply to double up the price.
I kind of want to get in on this, dude.
It's cool. And I mean, I was still, it's really hard to wrap your head around what they're even doing. And then at the end of the day, you're like, and then we have a meme.
Like, what other meme coins are on? There's no meme coins on
there. Are other ones. There are other ones. They're like some dumb dog ones, but like, this is just like the super cool, most complex.
Oh, there's Husky. There's Husky on AVAX.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I got to check on my Woofy too. I got to open my Solette wallet. I mean, this is the AVAX episode. Might as well.
Yeah, this is the AVAX. It's pumping and I don't know.
We didn't even talk about Stu's dude talking about it and shit talking Ethereum.
Well, because Ethereum is so high. And then he kind of got into a beef with this
dude. There it is. Guy. Go back down. Oh, go back.
Where?
Go back down. Down. Myar Dex. Yeah, dude. What's the deal, dude? That's what I was telling you. Elrond, Myar. Dude, I think it's like a marketing campaign. That was my shill. Because I was like, I hear about it randomly. I think that they must have some like money behind it or something.
Let's go to Reddit. See what's up.
Yeah, this is like the actual investigating.
As Myar, the highly anticipated exchange release approaches, week five rewards have been distributed.
It's like a pre, it's like not even a DEX yet. Dude, that's my nice. Homie, I don't think he'll mind me shouting him out because no one's going to like look him up or anything. My homie Bogdan from Romania told me about this. And I was like, I don't know how. No, it's not. He is tall. He is tall. Bogdan. Yeah, I won't tell his last name because I also don't. I don't remember his last name. But Bogdan is a cool, smart tech dude, business dude, and he was telling me about Myar. So this will be one of my preemptive shills. But yeah, it's on Elrond. I don't even know. Like, dude, is there just going to be like a pump for every single, I don't know, man. AVAX, like, I wonder if it's sustainable though. AVAX, but, Solana, Ethereum.
But going back to.
And like, then there's Polkadot, now Elrond, this and that.
So at this point, we're listing all these like different blockchains and coins. Like, obviously you can't get into all of them.
You like, can, like the Kennel Master. He got into
like,
every.
I mean, do you really want to like, put in $100 here, $100 there, $100 there, for example.
I think that you actually would do pretty good if you did that, but honestly, I prefer concentrated bets. Like, my Phantom bet has taken off. I maybe should have left more in Solana. The AVAX thing has been playing out recently, and, like, people are wondering if it's going to keep running.
Well, AVAX is doing pretty well because it's just interoperability.
And then this was some of the news, was AVAX with the big four. Big four consulting firms, management consulting. Yeah.
Only Deloitte.
No, Deloitte, EY, and a couple other places.
This one just says Deloitte.
Oh, really?
Because I think you got confused when it says big four accounting. You think all four of them, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe it was just a singular big four accounting firm.
Yeah, see, after Deloitte adoption. It's big four accountant, so it's like one of the big four, not all.
Yeah,
of the big
four. Zuzu's behind it, and like,
well, he's an investor, like he's like the main guy. Like, Zuzu,
he apparently got in
three arrows.
He apparently got in around 15.
Well, no, they're the one. They're the main like VCs in Avalanche, and they keep on putting more money in.
Yeah, and no, and then they got in before 15, like
cents, right?
No, dollars.
Dollars.
But yeah, he's got the red triangle, like red coin good. I've been posting some of the memes, like.
Yeah, he's been, because ETH has been very expensive. It's like $100 per transaction, and it's
staking, unstaking, or minting.
Yeah,
it's
no longer the coin of the people's coin. It's for the elite now, and so Suzu went on a little Twitter thread. I wouldn't call it a rant because, I mean, It's not a rant.
It was pretty fair. It wasn't like anything.
If you spit facts, it's not a rant. It's more of a, I'd say it's a passionate plea. Like saying,
it was literally the same conversation I had with that maker dude at the Lisbon thing, where it's like, man, dude, fees are bad. Like,
yeah.
He's like, well, whatever, dude. Maker is on Ethereum, it's fine. And then the Solana dude was just like, yeah, but wouldn't it be better if like the fees were less?
Yeah. Like, you have way more users.
I'm like, dude, yeah, you're already rich crypto dude, but like for everyday people, $100 fees are, even for me, it's just like out of principle.
Yeah. It's like you're trying to be frugal with your money, be more efficient with your money. And right now, ETH
is... Well, if it's of the people, but it costs more than moving money between banks or Western Union. I mean, I thought the $30 Western Union international transactions are expensive. But...
This guy, he wished this guy Kobe happy birthday. And it was... It's like this black dude, and he has the do-rag tengu. No.
The do-rag pengu? Yeah, that guy. Yeah. He's hilarious.
Yeah.
Wait, is he the rapper?
Post-flash.
This guy is so good. We should do a segment each week of some Twitter stuff.
So he basically said, I want to see the play. Can you hear that?
Nah. But I know what he says. Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's what...
Dude, there was another one where he responded to someone being like, they were like, NFTs are dead. He's like, bro, stop. I got kids to feed.
No, this guy's funny. Like, I didn't know this is this real post-flash. His username is funny, too. Post-flash loan.
Yeah. for scamly only. Hilarious. Yeah
so this is also really funny. Supply chain shortage, another variant. Satanic rituals, collapse of civilization, the metaverse, me just trying to vibe.
It's, dude, I saw that meme too, and like just vibing, and it seems like shit's really crashing around. I don't know, I'm glad I'm not in America. I missed when Trump got voted in. I missed like the Rittenhouse thing, and I missed the. I was in Minnesota for the George Floyd stuff, but I was at my cabin in the woods. Like, there's a lot of just America where I'm just like, I'm just trying to vibe, bro.
Yeah, you're not this opposite.
I don't need
of
to hear
vibe.
About the news.
You don't need to hear about that.
I had
like,
a good
honestly,
week.
Yeah. Like, say what you want about politics, but Trump being in office made me like depressed. Like, because it would just like show up on your timeline, like every single news, and it was just like
that's
depressing.
That's so on you though. But it was great just being an Indian.
No, it's not on me when it's everything that Trump says is a trending topic, right? Like,
yeah, I guess.
Like, you have to be off Twitter.
That's kind of some of the
media stuff. I like deleted my Facebook for a while because I didn't want to like see all the like misinformation.
Dude, CNN's about to get like, and I mean
that's like one of the CNN, Fox News, they both suck.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, so we're talking about ETH and being on is expensive as hell. And so that's why AVAX is pumping.
Who is still saying ETH 10K?
I think so too, because it's just crypto.
I tend to believe him. Yeah.
I think Arbitrum is being slept on.
Yeah, that's true as well. You actually bridged
Arbitrum. I added the network. I added the network. It's pretty easy to add the network. But apparently Vitalik has been in the Arbitrum Discord, you know. Congratulating Arbitrum team for getting Binance, whatever. Bridging to, or like being able to bridge to BSC or something. But yeah, I think Arbitrum will get there eventually, because Link hasn't pumped yet. I'm kind of mad that Link hasn't pumped, but it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know when I'll back in. Maybe I'll FOMO, but maybe not.
It's too big. It's, the things they're doing is just like too big brain. I'm too right side of the curve for the normies. It's okay.
I mean, but maybe that's the whole thing, is that it's way too right side of the curve. It's not a scam. It's not going to pump.
But it's at like, it's so fundamentally sound though. You can't just go from 7 billion like at the end, like value lock, to 76 billion and not pump. Like, and that yet, makes no sense.
And yet.
Yeah. And yeah, it hasn't pumped yet.
I mean, I wanted to stash like 100 or a couple hundred link in like a,
I haven't touched wallet. It. I'm just like letting it sit. It's like, it's actually honestly a good reserve currency. It's a good backed asset just to hold my portfolio together. You know,
one of the first things that I explain to people that are trying to get into crypto, where I'm like, this is actual utility and technology that's going to change the world.
Yeah. So I just, it's like my hold it, forget about it. Just let it get my 3% APY. I don't even care about it.
It's chill. Should we move to the shills though? Let's wrap it up.
We've been hyped. Chill it up. I think we've touched on my show. I mean, my show was going to be Joe, and I've talked about it. We talked about the benefits of it, just being bullish on Avalanche. And then, you know, having Joe being the number one DEX, like, that says something. So if Avalanche is pumping, Joe is going to pump, but it's just a smaller market cap. So it will pump more. So we even showed that example where it's like, you know, Avalanche pumped 40% the weekly, but Joe pumped 80%. So yeah, they're correlated, but because it's a smaller market cap and, like, you know, it's on the chain, it's riskier, yes, but it's all, if ETH pumps, it will, or if AVAX pumps, it will pump a little bit more. And then, I mean, since we already talked about it, I'll just show Snowbank. I know I was skeptical last week because literally it's a copy paste of Time and it has the same assets. But there's supposed to be an airdrop. If you buy and stake before November 30th, you are eligible for an airdrop. So maybe just, you know, throw a little bit. The APY is higher than Time. It's Time is at, you know, 84 or 94,000, and Snowbank's at 390,000 APY. So there's more, and then you know, there's
such Ponzi's, dude. Such Ponzi's. Yeah,
but I mean, it's a bigger market gap too. They have like 200 million locked, treasury balance at 90. So it's not like Z2O, which I was looking at last time, and that one was like, you know, 20 million.
Oh, the O is for ohm? I never knew that.
No, it's C20. It's 0 to ohm. Yeah. But the market cap is only 23, and it's like hentai themed. Like,
oh, every day we stray further.
Yeah, you see this chick?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, it's less risky in terms of like market cap and like TVL and like treasury balance. But you're eligible for an airdrop. So that's like basically free money. I guess not free money, because I technically you pay taxes. Pay your taxes. Government, don't audit me. Please. But yeah. So those are my two shields. Sticking to the Avalanche theme.
Yeah, I mean, Joe is hard to argue with. And I kind of think
you can stake it for 20%. I think I mentioned that, but you can stake up for 20% single side staking.
Yeah, I think Joe to 10 and Time, like, might as well just like stick to your horses to a certain extent. I mean, maybe S Dog. I don't know. Maybe it's too late. I have a feeling.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do things myself, and I'm like, but don't do what I do. Like, you either do it I do it or don't do it.
Don't follow me. No, this
oh
is
my gosh. That was at $4.73.
It was at $5 a little bit.
Holy shit, man. I got in super good last week.
What'd you get in? What'd you get in?
Three.
$3?
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. No, and it's just so seamless. It's exactly like Uniswap.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. And the gas fees, it's faster than Ethereum, for sure. It's cheaper.
And regardless, they were saying that, that the gas fees for AVAX got up to like, what?
It's 10 cents to 25 cents. Big whoop.
Yeah, yeah.
And you they're pay like, 25 eventually, cents gonna, for a
it was like
ball.
Some FUD from some ETH maxis, but I mean, all the stuff on the timeline was interesting with like Suzu arguing and people. And then I saw Udiverse. I don't even know who that Udi guy is, but I see him sometimes. And he's like, I'm going to debate with a Bitcoin maxi and then an ETH maxi. And it's like, well, they're both idiots. Like, whoever's a maximalist is like so dumb. This is all technology. It can all be replaced. If someone has the exact same but better technology, what's to say that you're better?
It's funny because it's like different than, traditional markets where if you have first mover advantage, let's say like Tesla, for example, like you can, be the number one for a while, doing the same thing. And while you'll have like a huge market advantage. But like in this space, like if you're not constantly building and constantly innovating, you can get outpaced or you can get flipped real quick.
No, so that's some people, they almost get sluggish where what they had explained to me where they were talking, at the Solana thing, where they were just like, yo, the ship is too big to turn now. Like, you can't turn Ethereum into a startup with the best new technology. It's already...
Just look at Cardano, like, for example. They're talking about smart contracts forever, products forever. And they were at 3, market cap ranked. And now they're slowly they got flipped by Solana. They're at 6. They're probably going to get flipped by Avalanche by this end of the cycle. Depending on how Polkadot does with the parachains, they'll probably get flipped too. So like,
that'd be crazy if you could do like, I'm going to like short the AVAX Cardano pairing.
I don't even know how to short.
Yeah. But
like, if I would, like, not financial advice, I would short the shit out of Cardano because fuck Cardano.
Nah, XRP has also have been, like, sitting up way too
well,
high.
Well, XRP is, like, that's also something, but, like, for how long?
Didn't it get up to 2? Isn't it, like, pretty low off all time highs?
It was at, like, 225, but they still have that lawsuit going against them. So everything is still frozen, basically.
I met a boomer, and I won't say who it is, that's like a full maxi on this. And like, I just can't tell because the people that I trust off of like...
This year has still been good, but...
Yeah, yeah. But then like, if you look at that relative to other bets in the last year, it's like same with Link where you're like 80% is like child's play. Like.
Yeah. Your 20% is my 3X, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's our stock market.
Scrooge McDuck. If I don't have a 10x quote. This week, I'm going to be upset.
Yeah, we're out here trying to make money, right?
I'm trying to eat.
Yeah, so those are our shills. I think we talked a lot. You can tell how bullish we are on Avalanche. I think we'll wrap it up, right? Unless you have anything else to add.
No, let's wrap it up.
All right. This has been another episode of the Crypto Sparta podcast, November 21st. Thanks, Nick. Thanks, Nick, for listening. I know you were at the Vikings game. But
always. He probably enjoyed the Vikings game.
Yeah.
With Skull. His Packer fan in-laws. Hey.
Skull.
Skull. Yeah.
All right. Peace.